This is Jill Yum with Beantunes Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Jill Yum. I already said that. It's Sunday, so it's time for Beantunes. 4 p.m. We're back. Feeling better than ever. Yeah. It's been a great week. We have a long weekend this weekend, so today it's like not a scary day, and it's usually scary to be in the studio because that means that I have like 6 more hours left to get work done and like shower and eat and sleep before a big scary Monday. But it's Monday's not so scary this week because it's a big long day off. And I'm going to be spending all day tomorrow doing work because I didn't do any homework this weekend, which is super awesome for me. But we just got to listen to some J Dilla and then came into the studio a tiny bit early because the person before me apparently doesn't want to come and do their show ever. So maybe I could just give myself a 2-hour show. Let me know if you want that in the DJ chat. I shouted this out last week already, but if you are interested in chatting me, you can go to WFO.org and navigate your way to the DJ chat page, and you can anonymously send me little messages. Don't send anything mean, because I will delete them, and I have the power to do so. So I will be censoring your comments. only positive reviews on Beantunes Hour. You can say whatever you want to say about anyone else, but for Beantunes, only positive notes, because I won't handle it if you say something mean. I really won't take it. Anyway, today I'm just gonna play some music that is music that I want to play. I don't really have a theme today. I haven't really had a theme in general. Last week was like fall vibes extended. The first week was like end of summer vibes. So I really need to come up with a theme that's like not season based, because it's not very creative. But this week is just like a little bit of electronic-y music in the beginning, and then we're heading into some maybe pop adjacent music, and then closing out with like more guitar acoustic-y music. So we're really all over the map today. Nothing consistent here to be seen. Anyway, we should probably keep it going. I was listening to a lot of Hot Chip this summer, and it's probably because I was watching this show called Lovesick, which is excellent. If anyone needs a new show, you should definitely watch Lovesick. It's on Netflix. It's addicting. It's like a romantic comedy, but just over the course of 4 seasons of television. And it's great, and the soundtrack is excellent. It has a lot of like 2010s era music, Hot Chip included. I actually don't know when this song was written. 2015, so right in the correct era for what we're going for, which is apparently like a 2010s vibe today. Not all of this music is from the 2010s. The song that we just listened to was written in 2006, or released in 2006, so very much not in the 2010s, but that's okay. We're just gonna roll with it. This one is from Hot Chip. It's from the album Why Make Sense? Not Why Does It Make Sense, but Why Make Sense, which is a much cooler message. It's called Huarache Lights. I totally butchered that. But here we go.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm back. That one was from LCD Sound System. Song called Give It Up from... Struggling today. It's from an album. Yeah, the one called LCD Sound System. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm like gradually getting back into practice with being on the radio, but you always forget that it's like live. I mean, that's sort of the whole point. But it's a real operation, and I'm not always on top of it. Today I'm particularly tired, even though I've been sleeping a lot. Still tired. I think just the school has really done me in. I like really feel burnt out already, which is crazy because we're not even halfway there yet. Which is good because I'm not ready for midterms. I had one midterm this week and it was about monkeys. I've been learning a lot about monkeys in my anthropological biological anthropology class. There's like multiple configurations of how anthropology classes are named, and I can never remember which one it is because I also have one that is anthropology of environment, environmental anthropology, or something else, and it's so confusing. I wish they would just make it a little easier for me to remember. I just call it my monkey class because we just learn facts about primates, which is funny because these exams are really just like fact exams. Like you just have to write down different facts about monkeys and other animals, like primarily about monkeys. I'm really reducing primates to monkeys. There's a lot more than monkeys that we learn about. We also like learned about genetics and stuff, but that stuff is like not as exciting to talk about on the radio as monkeys. Like there are these monkeys in Japan that sit in hot springs to warm up, which sounds cute, but the other ones that don't get to sit in the hot tub, the hot spring, die because they get too cold. So monkeys also suck is the lesson of that story. Anyway, we are exiting our sort of electronic era on for today. Wow, words. Yeah, I played one from Hot Chip, one from Kraftwerk, and then that last one from LCD. Kraftwerk was a little bit of a curveball. I saw Kraftwerk in person live in Philadelphia this summer, and they were excellent. It was really quite an operation that they're running. I think all they do is press buttons on stage. Like, they really aren't making any music on stage. It's all sort of a charade. But it's an awesome one. Like they get all dressed up, and there are four booths on the stage, and they press buttons the entire show, and then eventually, they unveil the animatronic versions of themselves, which is also crazy, and everyone freaks out, and it's hilarious and awesome to see people like losing their crap over. Sorry, this is early radio slot. But people really freak out when the animatronic versions of Kraftwerk come onto the stage, and it's crazy because they're just like the Macy's Christmas thing, that, you know, the like little animatronic Christmas thing. That's like exactly what it is, but people are freaking out about it because it's important to music or whatever. I actually do really appreciate Kraftwerk, and I think that they've done a lot for electronic music and music in general. But it is really funny to see people, like adult people, being like, wow, those robotic dolls on stage are so awesome. And they're just like dressed up robots. Yeah, it's a little freaky too. But it was a really awesome show and I would highly recommend seeing them. It was like a full experience. You get 3D glasses and there's like a projection that is really awesome. And like you really feel like you're in a, like a movie experience. It's like a 4D show like that you would go to at the aquarium where they spray water at you and stuff, but they don't do that at the show. It's just the 3D part. So not really a 4D show, but you're getting a music experience too. Anyway, that was a long-winded way of saying that Kraftwerk is cool, and that one, Electric Cafe, is one that I've been listening to recently. Just because it kind of fits my walking pace. I've been doing a lot of walking because I live off campus now, and you have to walk. And there's nothing like having a good walking song to get you going in the morning, especially. So you walk around your little campus listening to Kraftwerk, you will feel good. That is the Beantunes Gospel for today. Anyway, this next one is called Belong. It's by Washed Out from the album High Times. I hope you enjoy it. I will be back very soon to read you a very special PSA. But for now, enjoy Belong.
Try to hide the road that you
Hello, I'm back. That one was Mad Villain, Rainbows. It's the instrumental version because we can't be playing the not clean version of that, unfortunately, at 4 p.m. That's okay, though. The instrumental version of that album is great, and it's a great thing to do work to and exist to. I've been kind of in a music rut recently, and... Ooh, some weird ambient sounds. I've been in a music rut lately, which means that I really can't listen to anything with words. I don't know why. I can either listen to podcasts for like hours and then not do any work, or I can only listen to music without words, and I can do work doing that, but usually I'm not doing work doing that. Anyway, yeah. If anyone has any suggestions as to how to get out of this like inability to listen to music normally, that would be really nice. Maybe it just will take like listening to a specific album or a specific artist that is maybe instrumental. I don't know. If you've ever felt this before, please let me know. Let me know in the chat. You can also call me on the studio line. That's also an option for you. I don't know if you want to do that though. Anyway, here's a PSA. Somerville cares about prevention. Thinking of throwing a house party? Well, if you are part of Somerville or Medford communities, then it is imperative that you are a responsible host. As a host, you can help maintain community relations by controlling the noise and behavior of your guests. It is also important to provide snacks and non-alcoholic beverages for your guests, and to remind guests to alternate alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages. Finally, remember it is illegal to provide alcohol to individuals that are under 21 years old. Such behavior can lead to up to a fine of $2,000 as well as up to a year in jail. This message was brought to you by Somerville Cares About Prevention. Find us online or on Facebook, Twitter, or somervillema.org/SCAP. That's a really important message. I think more people should be providing snacks at their house parties. I'm a really big supporter of that message. I think that snacks can include chips, like, or Cheez-Its, or pretzels, or anything, really. I'm also game for, like, a dip, if you're willing to commit some time into making something in, like, a stove or mixing things together. It's not a real operation to make a dip, so if you're willing to make one for me, it's very high reward for very low risk. There's not really that much cooking, but I will be very happy. I'm also a huge hummus person, so if you're willing to cut up some vegetables too and have me over, I would love that. Also, I've been seeing people participate in the butterboard trend from TikTok, and I don't know that this is a trend from TikTok because I watch TikTok, but because I'm one of those people who just like collects the things that just like end up on reels, like an old person. So I've been seeing that people are just slapping butter on a board and putting some toppings on it and calling it a butter board, which I think is absolutely absurd. It's so insane to show up to someone's house and they serve you a board of butter. Insane. People are so crazy. But if you're willing to do that for me too, I mean, I think that it's really just about the amount of effort that people put into hosting, and I think I've learned that recently. Now that I live in a house, I've been trying to invite people over and cook for them. And for me, I've been realizing that like it doesn't matter how they actually feel about the food. If they feel like you've put some effort into making them food, they will be happy, which is so awesome because sometimes the things that I make are not that good. But usually I'm breaking a sweat when I'm making them. So it really looks like I'm putting a ton of effort into hosting every dinner party. So I think people really appreciate that. So maybe host a party, but responsibly, of course. Okay, we're going to move on. This song is from The Avalanches. It's called If I Was a Folk Star. I think this album is a really wonderful transition season album, Wildflower. There's just so many songs that have like seasonal meaning and sound like the changing of seasons, the changing of times, which is what fall and spring are to me. So I listen to this album a lot in the fall and a lot in the spring. I love the Avalanches. They're unfortunately canceling the rest of their tour. They were supposed to be here in November, but they sadly will not be. So hopefully later in life I will catch them live. But for now, I will have to listen to the song super loud on the studio monitors. Yeah, anyway, this one is called If I Was a Folk Star. It's by the Avalanches.
Where we can go.
Hello, I'm back. That was one from Blood Orange called Sudfin Boulevard. I listened to that song a ton this summer. If you know New York, you know that there is a Sudfin Boulevard that song was written after. Before that, I played one from Carly Simon called Why. I've been meaning to play Why on air for a while now. I totally fumbled the bag, and my first show I was supposed to play, and then some board difficulties slash just general rustiness on the air came over me, and I totally forgot how to do it. And a different song came on, but that's okay because I have plenty of shows left. I have so much airtime left here. And it's honestly, I've been kind of struggling to put together lists. It used to be really easy for me to figure out what to play, but now, because I've played so many songs, I try not to repeat any music on air. So nothing you've heard on Bean Tunes today has ever been played on Bean Tunes before. And that's usually the case, unless there's a really a special occasion for a song to be played another time. I try to always play new music. And that can get challenging sometimes because I usually want to keep it cohesive, and you know, I only know so many songs, which is why I am trying to branch out a little bit and get out of this rut that I've been in, which is just like listening to the same five songs all the time. This next one is from Crumb, who I also saw this summer in Brooklyn. There was like a series of free concerts in Brooklyn this summer. I think it happens every summer, but Crumb was one of the, I think they were an opening act, or maybe they were the main act. I didn't really stay for the whole thing, so I don't remember, but they were great. It was like a great summer park situation. Wasn't really like intently listening to the show, but it was great ambient background noise to our conversation. But they were great performers. They're very talented, and they went to Tufts, even though they won't admit it. They've never said it, publicly, but I guess people just know that they went to Tufts at some point, I guess, in recent history. It's just funny that they really, like, won't own up to it, which is, like, same. As soon as I graduate from here, like, no one will know. I'll just, like, we'll just say Somerville. I went to school in Somerville. I went to school in the Boston area. No one will know. I mean, it sucks to say because this is supposed to be like the peak of my Tufts pride homecoming weekend, but I don't own any, or I do own Tufts merch, but it's like the free stuff that I've got, and then also this sweatshirt that I found at a thrift that says Tufts Dad, which is not really something that I really feel like wearing out in public all too often, especially here. It's like easier to wear when I'm not around Tufts because it looks like it people just don't really bat an eye when you're not on campus. But I know too many people here, and I can't wear that around campus, so I won't be wearing that. But those are my only two Tufts things. And unfortunately, I'm not really willing to wear any of those things, so I'm really not in my tough spirit for homecoming weekend. I'm sorry, Jumbos. I will do better. I will do better. And I should do better, because you guys are so good at your sport. We just keep winning. That was really mean. That was really mean. We don't keep winning. We're like, I don't know. I don't think we've won a game in, like, recent history. But that's okay. I don't really care about football, so it doesn't really matter to me. As long as you could, I'm sure they're nice people on the football team. This is not necessary. Anyway, this is part three by Crumb.
I wanna paint it so that
I'm back. That was part three by Crumb. It's a beautiful one. I really like that song. I just started listening to it, but yeah, it's a great one. Crumb, congrats to them for graduating Tufts University. They really did that. They won't admit it. Anyway, thank you so much for tuning in again this week. It's always a pleasure to be back here on my Sunday afternoons. Really makes my entire week. I always say this, but this is really one of my favorite things that I get to do here. So I always appreciate when people tune in. Yeah, this has been a great hour of themeless music. Anyway, this is Jill Yum for Bean Tunes Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm going to play you a very short song, but one that I really love from Wilco. It's called If I Ever Was a Child. It's going to close us out for this afternoon. Peace.
And right now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you something new in modern music.